All right, so I don't have a little. There's no poem intro for this. So the Baron. I guess I'll make one up on the spot. Didn't work. I guess I'll make one up on the spot, and the spot goes like this: when little bears need to go take a poo, what on earth are a papa and mama to do? I did it in 30 seconds. All right, here we go. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and if I sound a little odd, it's because I am once again live casting, which means I am once again sitting behind an unfamiliar setup, which means I am once again behind a microphone that I'm not entirely used to using. I hope it works. I hope that it sounds listenable at least, understandable at very least. But this week's book is relevant, because if there's one thing many of us need to do on a regular basis, it is sit on a toilet and go to the bathroom. And so that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the very concept of going to the bathroom has been weighing on a lot of our minds, because we are currently in the middle of a thing, and part of that thing involves not having the ability necessarily to clean ourselves off once we've gone to the bathroom. Now, I don't know anyone personally who has reached that point, but I know there are people who have reached that point. It's a very actual serious situation to be in, but access to toilet paper is not necessarily what this book is about. It is, however, about access to a toilet, not because you don't have one in the house, but because you just don't have the ability. Like, you are a small child, and you cannot get to the toilet quickly enough. Now, this is a series of Berenstain Bears books called Berenstain Baby Bears. If you just take a look at the title up there, you see that? Berenstain Baby Bears. And you're like, I've never heard of these before. What's the Berenstain Baby Bears? Is this a little bit of magic I've missed out on? Well, the Berenstain Baby Bear books were all published in 1999 by Random House. I believe they were board books. I only have digital copies of this one. But they consisted of the Berenstain Baby Bears, My New Bed, My Potty and I, My Trusty Car Seat, and Pacifier Days. So I assume that My New Bed is about getting a new bed, and My Trusty Car Seat is just about the fact that you're too small not to sit in a car seat, and Pacifier Days is obviously about having to use a passy. And this one, My Potty and I, is sort of about potty training. It's about the concept of potty training. It's about explaining potty training to a child, or maybe reading this book to a child. I'm not really sure, like, what the primary focus, who the audience for this actually is. Because it seems to me that if a child is at the point where they are unable to use the bathroom by themselves, and I am a parent who has raised two children through potty training, that they wouldn't understand some of the, not the concepts in this book, because it's pretty much you got to go to the toilet, but they wouldn't understand the humor or the point of view of this book. It's a little beyond that age level. So maybe it's a guide for parents to be more understanding about their kids having to use a bathroom. Not really sure. It's a book about using the bathroom. Now, these books, the Berenstain Baby Bears books, are notoriously bad. People do not like them. In Berenstain Bears history, you won't find many people fawning over the Berenstain Baby Bears books. And one interesting thing about this book is that it's not actually the bear family. This is not a book with mama and papa and sister and brother. This is some rando baby bear who looks suspiciously like brother, because he's just a cub, and then a couple of parents who look kind of like Aunt Min and Uncle Husafudge. What's his face? The other guy. Aunt Min and Uncle the Uncle. Mostly because of her head. You'll see with what she's wearing, and she has the earring, and it just, her clothes, it reminds me of Aunt Min. The point being, this is not the bear family. You're not going to see mama. You're not going to see papa, sister, or brother in this book. Now, the other thing that I find very strange about this book is the fact that if you look Down in the thing, it says Berenstain Bears, Berenstain Baby Bears. Then the title, My Potty and I, thank you. It's not My Potty and Me, My Potty and I, like with Nail and I guess is the closest thing I could come, My Potty and I. It really actually seems kind of weird for a kid's book to harp on grammar that much, but My Potty and I. You got a nice little picture of whoever bear there. It says the Berenstains at the bottom because Mike was involved by this point, and I think this is where they're really making the transition from Stan and Jan to, then they do, for a while they just do the Berenstains because there's, it's sort of a mishmash of all of them, and then it goes to Jan and Mike and then to Mike. But right above the Berenstains, it says, a friend in need, in beautiful script, on a beautiful banner, below a drawing of a bear with its pants pulled down, with its hand on a toilet. And then it says, a friend in need. And I'm wondering, and it does not explain what's going on here, but I don't know who the friend they're referring to is. Is it Baby Bear? Is it the bear? Is he the friend in need? Because what it looks like, the way they've set it up, is that it's the toilet. Like, he's putting his hand on the toilet's shoulder, I guess, for want of a better expression. And he's like, it's all right. And it looks like if I hung this picture on my wall, which I would do in a heartbeat, if I had like a cross stitch of this with the words, a friend in need, under it, it would look like that bear helped his toilet out. What a good friend. I don't know. I don't know if that's the point. I don't know if all the Baby Bear books say a friend in need on them, why it's the subtitle, or what it has to do with anything. It's a friend in need. So let's take a look. What is the Baby Bears My Potty and I book about? Well, we know that they get along. I mean, they set it up right there that the potty and I get along. They know where numbers 1 and 2 belong. And again, we're stuck with another. It's like Mike. I think it's Mike. I think Mike's the illustrator on these, just because of the way he draws their forearms, the way he draws the shape of the face. It could be Mike. Could be Jan. Not going to put it past her. But it's the same. So it's the same picture as on the cover, except now the bear is wearing a red shirt. And it's, they really like this picture of a bear with its pants pulled down, like its drawers, like its underpants, just around its ankles. So you have a bear with its shirt that just covers its business, like its junk. And then its underpants pulled down, just gathered around its ankles, standing next to its toilet. Like, look at it. Look at I did. My toilet and me were the best of buds. Hutcha. We're always together, me and my toilet. And I know that I can count on him, and I know that he can count on me. But this is a baby bear. Now, because bears all look the same in bear country, bear world, the bear proportions are the only indicator we have this is a child. At first glance, this could be a man. I mean, because it's a bear wearing a tank top with its pants pulled down. This could be in a gas station somewhere. You could open the door, and this guy could just be standing there just like, oh, I'm sorry, didn't know anybody was going to walk in. Sorry, I'm just here with my friend in need. I don't know. I'm not really sure like why. They really liked this picture, though. Going to use it a couple of times. So now we have the wonderful shot of a cub that knows what he's done. So when, I again, have raised a couple of kids. When kids dump their drawers, like when they poop in their pants, and they are not ready to, like, go to the bathroom. Like, with that, there are many different attitudes kids can take. And one thing that a lot of parents notice is that kids will sort of, like, sneakily poo their pants. They'll be like, you'll be like, you're making that face. And the kid will be like, it's nothing. And they'll, like, run away. And then they'll, like, squat in a corner and be like, and you'll be like, I know you're going poo. I know that you're dirtying up them pants. And the little kid will be like, and not doing anything. And then they'll run behind a couch and do it, or they'll run into another room and do it, because they don't have quite control over their bodies yet, but they know the warning signs. They know that it feels weird, but they also know that there's like weird expectations as far as like bathrooms go at this point. And so like everything's kind of pressuring them, and so they're just like, I'm just going to disappear and do this in my pants because I know you guys will take care of it later. This picture in the book of a baby bear that's dumped its diaper is a bear that's just looks more like he's like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I did it. What are you going to do about it? Yeah. Smell this. And he kind of has his butt stuck out, and like there's like stink lines coming up from the back of his pants. And he's just like, yeah, you check that out. Check out what I did. I'm busy. I'm building with my blocks. I don't have time for this. So get to it, parents. And are the parents there? Do the parents know? Of course the parents know. And this is where we have our mystery parents. So we have a female bear and a male bear. Mama and a papa, but not mama and papa. The papa is wearing like a sweater, kind of like what I'm wearing right now. But he has a collared shirt on underneath it. He's wearing a pair of like chinos. No shoes, of course. The mama bear is wearing, it looks like a nice comfortable pair of slacks, a sweatshirt type shirt, a sweatery shirt, and with a pink vest over it, some sort of necklace, hoop earrings, and headband. But again, it's a very like, it's the hoop earrings in bear country are an indication that this is a bear who is a little less reserved, say, than mama bear. Like she wears the hoops around the house. Like she looks like she's not getting ready to go out with these hoops on. She's being casual, but just in case company comes, she's got the hoop. She's got the headband. I don't know who they're expecting, but she, I don't know. That's a little bit of a signifier in Bear Town that this is a woman to be reckoned with, not trifled with, but also she might be your art teacher. Also, they notice the stink coming off of their baby's behind, and they look a little shocked. Like, I can't, what is happening? We were buried in our reading. I'm reading a National Geographic. He's reading a newspaper, and I wasn't expecting my baby to dump its pants, but it sure, oh my gosh, I guess it seemed to. Yes, it did. It totally dumped its pants. So, then we get on to the next moment. So the idea behind that was like, sometimes I dump my pants. My parents get it. They get it. They're not going to get angry at me. The next one is the baby bear is on some sort of tricycle and leaving it looks like a trail of cookies behind it. I'm going to assume those aren't meant to be. They look like divinity. Like it looks like my grandmother used to make like sweet divinity, but it's not. It's a bear that I guess has peed itself. And so pee is dripping out of its pants. It says, sometimes I just forget to go pee. And then, of course, it just gets all over me. It doesn't actually say that. That's my, like, reinterpretation of it. But again, the bear looks smug at what is occurring. The bear looks like, yeah. Yeah, I can ride around on my duck tricycle. And what are you going to do about it? I'm just letting it rip. I just let it flow. It just flows completely out of my body onto the floor. And, hey, I don't have to do anything about it. I get wet, but then I just keep riding my duck. And my parents will come up behind me and clean it up. I don't know. I don't care. Look at me. My eyelids are at half mast. I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to think about this. My life is nothing but a series of pedals, sleeps, eats, poops, and pees. And what do the parents think about this? Just a little resigned. So we have Mama, the Mama. She's standing behind him, sort of gazing wistfully at him. She has her hands are in the pockets of her vest. It has pockets. I assume she made this vest herself. And she's standing next to the toilet, which has its lid up. Or I guess it's a kid's toilet, so it doesn't really have a lid. But she's just standing there like, yeah, he's just gonna do that. That's what he does. Yeah, he's a kid. I'm not gonna complain. He's a kid. He's a healthy kid. But I'm standing right next to the toilet, and we haven't quite gotten there yet. So I'm just gonna wait. He's gonna tire out eventually. I'll scoop him up and put him on the toilet, and then we'll just clean up the floor. It's, I hope it's a tiled floor, is what I'm saying. Ryan says, it must be a mic drawing if she's wearing a vest, to which I say, I totally agree. So then the Cub says, but there are times that I know just how bad I have to go. So, okay, what he's saying is, sometimes I can feel it. I feel it coming. And though I'm watching my best show, I cry out, Mom, I have to go. And what is the best show we're watching? This is the bear equivalent of Teletubbies. So we have the little bear and he's sitting on his tuffet, I guess you call it, and he's watching TV. And he's screaming because he has to use the bathroom. And he's watching the bear equivalent of Teletubbies. I'm getting all kinds of connection errors. I'm not pleased about this. I don't know if I actually have connection errors. It says, please check internet connection. My internet connection's fine, by the way. I don't know about your internet connection. But mine seems to be fine. It could be the fact that downstairs right now, there is an adult conducting their work on the internet. And there's a child connecting to their aunt on the internet. So between the three of us, we're using quite a bit of internet. So these live broadcasts are, let's just say they're an adventure. They are an adventure. So this is the bear equivalent of Teletubbies that's happening. And it's a blue Teletubby bear with a thing on its head. And it's a purple Teletubby bear with a ball on its head. And no TVs on their stomachs. So it's a little different than the, you know, our Teletubbies. But essentially the Teletubbies. But so this firmly dates the book. We know this is early 2000s. In fact, I can check right now. It is 1999. So Teletubbies, I believe, came out in 98 in the States. 97 or 98. So this is, they are on the cusp. Like, they have their finger on the pulse. This is pre-Boobah, but Teletubbies at its height in the Americas. Americans. The America. The United States. So he gets plunked down on the John, and he's doing better. He's not doing perfect. Sometimes he still pees his pants. He's sitting on the toilet now. He looks a little worried, a little concerned. I cannot emphasize enough the fact that this cub looks like he could be 10. Like, he just looks like a cub. This is not a baby bear. This is a toddler, but toddlers in bear country just look like bear cubs. There's no other cubs to compare him against. So he's just this child. And so if, for all intents and purposes, it's just a drawing of Brother Bear sitting on a toilet, looking concerned at his mother running off with a wet diaper to the diaper bucket, the diaper pail. So these are disposables. Well, we are well past the agrarian era of bear country, and we are now into disposable diapers, hoop earrings, and Teletubbies. I don't know what the bear equivalent of Teletubbies is. Berry Tubbies? Telebubbies? Berry Bubbies? Don't know. I think I've heard it before. I believe it exists in one of the books. Not sure. But yeah, so Mama's running off with that diaper. And he's proud of himself. Because he usually doesn't poop himself, at least now. His mom and his dad are like, thank the Lord. Because I don't know if you've ever had kids. If you've ever had kids, you know that when a child poops its pants, if it's still wearing a diaper, that's not like a guarantee that there's not going to be trouble. Because when little kids poop, they tend to poop everything out that they need to at once. They're not usually dealing with, like, adult poop where it's like, just a little bit over here, little bit over there. No, this is like serious. I also just realized this is my second book in a row where I've discussed poop at length. This is not a planned thing, but if it's making you happy, I do it just for you. When a kid poops in their diaper, there's this thing where, like, it's called physics, and if the child, like, sits down or, like, backs against something, that poop has to go somewhere. And I'm gonna give you a hint where it does not go back inside the child. It goes up. It goes up their back. And when I say it goes up their back, I mean it goes all the way up their back. You will be like, oh, gotta change that child. And you'll, like, undo their onesie or, like, pull down their pants. And then you'll be like, oh, no. And you'll see that the back of their shirt is, like, wet. And then you gotta take it off. And it gets all over your hand. And then in there. Whoops. I was gesticulating so wildly about child poop in their hair that I bumped my pop filter. It gets all in their hair, and then you got to clean everything, and you never feel clean again. And your hands, they just feel like nastiness. So where was I going with this? Oh, so mom and dad, of course, think it's great that he hardly ever number twos in his pants, because that's the worst thing. Peeing, you can deal with. It's just wet and a little stink, but kids this age, they mostly are drinking milk or water, so their pee isn't, you know, the worst thing to deal with. But he says, you ought to see them celebrate, and I bet they do, because a child learning how to use the bathroom is a cause for celebration. And the picture of Mama and Papa staring into a toilet. Papa is jumping up and down with his fists clenched, joy, rapture on his face. Mama looks like at this point she has started praying into the toilet because she's so happy for how well things have gone. She's like, has her hands clasped. She's bowed down above the bowl, staring into the great blessing that's been offered her. And so we get a good feel of just how reverential these bears are at the porcelain god. And yeah, if you look back at that boy, that little cub, he's still walking around with his pants around his ankles. He's also like a good distance from the toilet. Like he pooped in that toilet, and then he walked away with his pants around his ankles. And then he came back. Like, now he's walking back. He's like, yeah, yeah. Like, he did a little victory lap, like, around the house. So he's like, someday I may graduate. Then maybe Potty will celebrate. And so I'm assuming that Potty is what he calls the little toilet. Like, his little toy toilet. We just always called everything the Potty when I was a kid. And he's staring over at the regular toilet. Now, what's funny is the little potty looks like it's just a little potty, like a little like kid's potty. But the big potty, the big toilet, actually looks like it has a face. And it actually looks like it's scared of the boy, like it's just thinking about its future. Now, obviously, this large toilet is being used by the mother and the father in the family, so it's used to having things put in it. But it just seems pretty worried that there's going to be more. And I'm very confused by what the child says, because he says, someday I may graduate, then maybe Potty will celebrate. Which, that says to me that your potty wasn't happy with what you were giving it. Like, I understand that that's what a potty's for, but the potty would be like, yay, I won't. This hole, if you're going to, like, anthropomorphize me, I don't know, is that what you call it? This hole is essentially my mouth. So I am happy that you're done. And maybe the potty is the friend in need. My friend is in need because I keep pooping in him. My friend is in need because of all the pee. My friend is in need. He needs me to stop pooping and peeing in his potty face. And so help me. And if they had framed it that way, if it had been like, I'm a baby bear, and I have a friend in need, and its name is Potty, and it hates it when I poop inside it, and it hates having the pee. So I guess that's a bad thing, though, because that teaches kids not to go in the bathroom. I don't know. Maybe it's a friend in need. Yum, yum, yum. He needs more of that good, good potty. Good, good mess. You got to just put it inside. I don't know. Even any way you frame it, like making a potty a living thing is, I guess, is a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Don't do that. Don't ever write a book where the potty wants to eat the feces. That's because we're just, that's a whole, we don't want to, that's not something we're going to bother with. So the final image, I think it's the final, yeah, the final image is the toilet looking scared. The version I have here was actually signed, Love You, Hunter? Sumter? Love You, Hunter, from Uncle Someone and Cousin Miles. Love You, or maybe it's Love You, Auntie Frank, Uncle Alan, I'll say, and Cousin Miles. So this book, the copy of this book I have was given to a child, and they loved that child very much. I don't have anything else to add. It's a signed. It was inscripted because this book is out of print. You can only get this book used. And then the back of it says, you can get pacifier days, my new bed, and my trusty car seat. Those are the Those are the other three. And as soon as I can get my hands on them, don't know when that'll be. This is the only one I've been able to get my hands on because I'm not going to, like, force some poor soul into mailing their Berenstain Bears books right now. That would seem just, like, unnecessary. I have other Berenstain Bears books. But I did want to touch on this one, partly because it's interesting, mostly because it's about potties, and I just find it hilarious. So, that's it. That's the Berenstain Baby Bears books. The first one that I've ever covered. Diving into a whole new world. If you'd like to get your hands on Berenstain Baby Bears, My Potty and Die, A Friend in Need by the Berenstains, you're going to have to find it used. Go into ABE Books or something. Just find a used copy of it. I think it's a board book. I think these are board books. It looks like a board book, just the way it's square and it's cut out. Again, my copy is just, it's a digital scan. So, you know, it's, you can even see the, like, the schmutz on the front of it. But that's it. That's it. That's all I really have to say about it. I can't really add anything about going to the bathroom. Going to the bathroom is an important part of life. And I know I do it. I know the people I love do it. I know that people you see on the street do it. That's the beauty of our bodies. Some people can't do it anymore. They have special help. But it still counts. As long as you're ingesting something, somehow, if nutrients are getting into your body and waste is coming out, you are still a pottier. You still potty. It still counts. So no matter where life takes you, just know that it's one of the things that we all have in common. The poop comes out. The poop comes out. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. If you watched, these videos should be up on Facebook for a while at least. I also have been doing some live streaming of video games. I've been doing the Berenstain Bears Camping Adventure from the Sega Genesis / Mega Drive. I'm very bad at video games. So if you just happen to pop over to Facebook and see a bunch of videos of me playing video games, that's what that is. It's Berenstain Bears related. And I'm learning this whole live streaming thing. I'm learning some tricks because I'm stuck at home like everyone else, so trying to keep myself entertained. And this is in between. Like, I'm also doing work. I have a job, and I have to wait for stuff to come in, and then I work on it. So schedules are weird, but that's it. That's all I got to say. Thank you all for listening. If you want to support me, throw a couple of bucks my way a month. You can go to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry. I know that times are weird, so I understand if you can't. But if you can, I'd appreciate it. And if not, I love you all anyway. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Stay healthy. If you're not healthy, get healthy. If you can't get healthy, demand everyone around you stay healthy. You're allowed to do that. And wash those hands. Keep a distance from strangers. Good luck, everyone. I'm thinking about you, and I'll see you all next time, deep in Bear Country.